Okay, so we're recording. Okay, so tonight's topic is Tikiya Shofar Be'ez Tzara. So that means, as we'll soon see, there's a mitzvah, the oraisa, to blow a shofar whenever there's a time of crisis. So we'll learn the sugyas. And we'll address the obvious question why we don't hear of this being done today, nowadays, in our time. The reason why I chose this topic is because the Daf Yomi recently completed Maseches Tainis. We started Megillah. So this has to do with the sugya that we recently had in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and that we more recently had in Maseches Tainis. This topic interests me, so I decided to look into it and share what I came up with all of you. So it's been suggested, we'll give it a try, that over the next couple of weeks we'll try to focus on topics related to the Daf Yomi. It'll be interesting for those that are learning the Daf, and it'll be easy enough to follow for those that are not necessarily following the Daf. It also has to do with Megillah. We started Megillah recently, so for the next couple of weeks, we'll give it a try of discussing topics that came up or will come up in the Seder of the Daf Yomi. It'll be Megillah Purim, which is in a couple of months from now. In the meantime, we're going to discuss now this sugya that was in Maseches Rosh Hashanah and Maseches Tainis. So the Parsha says, Parshas Baloscha, we have a few psukim here. That talk about the blowing of chatzotzros. Chatzotzros are trumpets, silver trumpets that they formed. They were mikseh. They were solid silver. They weren't soldered together. It was one solid piece of silver, each trumpet, and they were known as chatzotzros. So the pasuk says in Parshas Baloscha, "Uvnei Aaron haKohanim, the sons of Aaron, Kohanim, yisku'u b'chatzotzros. They shall blow." Trumpets, these silver trumpets. And this shall be an everlasting statute for all future generations. The pasuk goes on. So the pasuk gives us a header that Kohanim have a mitzvah to blow the chatzotzros. Then the pasuk goes and delineates two specific times when Hashem wants the Bnei Aaron to blow the chatzotzros. The first pasuk says, "V'chisavo milchama ba'artzechem." If war, if an enemy ever comes into your land, Eretz Israel, al hatzar hatzor eschem, an oppressor, v'harayoyse mechatzotzros, you shall blow a trua, so a tekiah, a trua and a tekiah, with the trumpets, v'niskartem lefnei Hashem elokeichem, and you will be remembered before Hashem. And you will be delivered from your enemies. So obviously the trumpet is not what saves us. I would imagine that the trumpet is similar to the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, that the purpose, the function of the trumpet and this and the frightening sounds of the tekiah and the trua and the tekiah blown in the form of a trumpet was meant to inspire us to do a proper tshuva. And together with our tshuva, this will cause Hashem to deliver us from our enemies. Now the pasuk takes a complete turn. Uv'yoyim simchaschem uv'moyadeichem uv'roshei. Not only do you blow the trumpets in a time of distress, but we also blow the trumpets during the time of the offerings of the karbanis. Uv'yoyim simchaschem, on the days of your simcha, uv'moyadeichem, on your holidays, uv'roshei, on the new moon, the beginning of every month, uskatem b'chatzaitzris, you shall again blow a tekiah with the trumpets, al oiloiseichem, upon while you're offering the burnt offerings, val zivchei shalmeichem, while you're offering the peace offerings, v'hoyu lechem lezikar lefnei elokeichem, and again, this will serve as a remembrance. This will cause the schus of Klal Yisrael to be brought up before Hashem. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Hashem says, I am your God. So we have here a header. The pasuk gives the Kohanim a mitzvah to blow the trumpets. The pasuk goes and describes two times that Hashem wants the Kohanim to blow the chatzotzers, the trumpets. Number one, during the time of distress. The example given is time of battle. And the second example is quite the opposite. In the time of simcha, when we're offering the korbanis, the Torah says that the Kohanim should blow the chatzotzeris accompanying along with the offering of the korbanis. Now, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, and also on the days of Tainis, on the days of fast days. Now, when we say fast days, we don't mean, for example, we fasted yesterday, Shiva Asuva Tamis. That's a commemorative fast. We're fasting over something that happened in the past. When we talk about the public fast days in Maseches Tainis and in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, we're referring to times of crisis where the Beis Din, the Sanhedrin, would be Geyser, would decree a public fast day in order to arouse Hashem's mercy. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that on Rosh Hashanah and together with public fast days, in the Beis HaMikdash, they had an elaborate ceremony. They had a ceremony where on Rosh Hashanah they would blow the shofar, because we have a mitzvah to blow shofar, and the shofar would be accompanied with trumpets. So even though you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Tekiyat Shofar on Rosh Hashanah with the blowing of the trumpets, but it was sort of like an embellishment together with the shofar. So if you can imagine that you had a shofar blower blowing the standard Tekiyat Shua Tekiyah, and on either side of the shofar blower, you would have trumpeteers blowing the chatzotzeris along with the Tekiyat Shua and Tekiyah of the Rosh Hashanah Tekiyahs, to the point that the Gemara even asks, we once discussed this, that how can you focus on the obligatory sound of the shofar if you have this embellishment of the trumpets alongside the shofar? And the Gemara tells us because it's something that's chaviv, it's something that once a year we look forward to hearing the shofar, we're able to focus and highlight and single out the sound of the shofar over the sound of the trumpets. But the Gemara tells us that in the Beis HaMikdash, they would accompany the shofar with the chatzotzeris, with the trumpets. The primary mitzvah on Rosh Hashanah naturally is the shofar, but they would accompany the mitzvah with the embellishment of the trumpets. The Gemara tells us that on public fast days, when they would decree a fast day in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, on a public fast day, it would be the opposite. The main mitzvah of the day was the trumpets, like it says in the Pasuk, like we just read. And they would embellish the mitzvah of the trumpets with shofaris. So on a public fast day, it would be the opposite. The trumpet was in the middle, and then you would have two shofar blowers on either side, blowing the shofar, accompanying the trumpets with the shofar. And the Gemara says, contrary to Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara tells us that the primary mitzvah today on a public fast day is the trumpets. So on Rosh Hashanah, it was primary mitzvah was the shofar, and it was accompanied with the embellishment of the trumpets. And on a fast day, the primary mitzvah was the trumpets, and it was accompanied with the embellishment of the shofar. A very elaborate ceremony. It must have been very inspiring to watch that. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara tells us in item Beis, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, that the betainis in the Beis HaMikdash, they would blow b'mei tzara with shofars and with trumpets. Now the Gemara tells us like this. We had this Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and it also came up recently in Maseches Tainis. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel savar lemeh bat uvda kemasnisa. Rav Papa Bar Shmuel, who is an Amora, he was living after the times of the Beis HaMikdash. He was so inspired by this ceremony that he wanted to duplicate this ceremony even outside the Beis HaMikdash, even nowadays. He wanted to have that on Rosh Hashanah, we would blow a shofar primarily accompanied with the trumpets. And on fast days, we would blow the trumpets primarily accompanied with the shofar. He wanted to have this ceremony even outside the Beis HaMikdash. Amar Lei Rava, Rava says to Rav Papa, Loi Amru Ela B'Mikdash. This elaborate ceremony is only allowed to be performed in the Beis HaMikdash. It's reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk tells us, "Bechatzotzris ubekol shofar horiu lufnei Hashem," that with trumpets and with shofar shall you blow before Hashem. And the Gemara tells us, only in the presence of Hashem do we blow with the shofar and the chatzotzris together. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, where Hashem is always present, but we're not as cognizant of the presence of Hashem, we are not to blow together with the shofar and with the chatzoitres. And here's what the Gemara says. Here's the key thing, which I'm going to focus on tonight. Tanya nami hachi, the Gemara brings a supporting brisa. But medvar mamurim, when do we have both the chatzoitres, the trumpets, and the shofar? The mikdash, only in the Beis Mikdash. This ceremony is only reserved out of the honor of the Hashem's presence in the Beis Mikdash. Avo begvulin, but in the outskirts, outside the Beis Mikdash. Mokam sheish chatzoitres ein shofar. When you're blowing a trumpet, you are not to accompany it with the shofar. Mokam sheish shofar ein chatzoitres. Where you are blowing the shofar, you are not to include chatzoitres. What is that referring to? On Rosh Hashanah, when the mitzvah is shofar, you are not to accompany it with chatzoitres, because this embellishment is reserved to honor the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And when the mitzvah is to blow chatzoitres, when is that? That's the trumpets on the public fast days. Then you are not to accompany that with shofars. It's one or the other. In the Beis HaMikdash, we blow both with the shofar and with chatzoitres both times, on Rosh Hashanah and on a public fast day. On Rosh Hashanah, the primary mitzvah is the shofar, and on the public fasts, the primary mitzvah are the trumpets. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, then it's one or the other. On Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah is naturally the shofar. It's not to be accompanied by the trumpets. And on the public fast days, where the mitzvah is to sound the trumpets, it is not to be accompanied with the shofar. This embellishment is reserved to honor the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. So in item Gimel, I summarized that it would seem pretty clear from the Gemara that on a Tainus, on the public fast days, outside the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah was to blow trumpets. Now, in the Seches Tainus, the Gemara says the opposite. It's baffling because the Gemara contradicts itself in the Seches Tainus. In the Seches Tainus, there's a whole sugya. The Gemara tells us that outside the Beis HaMikdash, on the public fast days, they blew shofaris, because the Gemara says, but my Turian, what does the Mishnah mean when it says that they would be Merian or they would be Turian? So Rav Yehuda says, b'shofar, it's referring to a shofar. So it says that the two Gemaras are contradictory, because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that on Rosh Hashanah we blow a shofar outside the Mikdash, and on the Tainus we blow the trumpets. And in Maseches Tainus, the Gemara says, what does the Mishnah mean when it says we're Meria, that we call out? It means that we call out through the medium of a shofar. So there's a contradiction in the two Gemaras, what we're supposed to do on a public fast day. And this is going to be significant. What was the Torah telling us to do on a public fast day? Are we supposed to blow chatzoitres, trumpets, or are we supposed to blow shofars? It's a contradiction in the two Gemaras. In the Beis HaMikdash, we blew both. In Maseches Rosh Hashanah, it seems that outside the Beis HaMikdash, we were supposed to blow trumpets. And Maseches Tainus, the Gemara seems to say that the mitzvah is to blow shofars. So, nimtza that the sugyas are soisris, the sugyas contradict each other. We'll get back to that. The Rishonim asked this question. Now, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam was one of the Mefarshim that attempted to count the 613 mitzvahs. There are many Monei HaMitzvahs, the Chinuch, the Rambam, and each one comes up with a different number. It's very interesting that to categorize the 613 mitzvahs is a difficult task. Some people, some of the Mefarshim, put certain mitzvahs, they bundle them together under one mitzvah. Other Mefarshim bundle other mitzvahs together as one mitzvah. So everybody agrees, by the most part, that all of these mitzvahs are mitzvahs, they exist. But the question is, what's counted as from the 613, and what's considered like a corollary or a secondary mitzvah that's bundled under a different mitzvah? So let's learn the Rambam together in Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Rambam talks about the trumpets, referring to the psukim that we read in Parashas Balaisa. Says the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Nuntes, Mitzvah number 59. Quote, here's the Rambam. He shetzivanu, this is the mitzvah where Hashem commanded us, litkoa b'chatzoitzris b'mikdash im hakrovis kol korban. This is the mitzvah that Hashem was referring to. He gave us a mitzvah to blow the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash alongside the offering of the korbanis, the korbani hamoyadois, when we're bringing the holiday korbanis, like the pasuk says, "V'hu amru yisparach," and Hashem blessed be He says, "Uve yom simchaschem, uve moyadechem, uve rakshei chagsheichem," on your holidays, on your times of simcha, on Rosh Chodesh uskatem mechatzaitzvus, you shall blow the trumpets. "Uve biur amru," and the Gemara clearly says, "Shemitzvus hayom bechatzaitzrais," that during this time of the Karbanis, the primary mitzvah is the chatzaitzris, as we mentioned before. Ukvar hisparu mishvatei mitzvah zu, and the details of this mitzvah are clarified in the Sifri, a certain commentary on this on the Torah, v'roshe v'roish Hashana, and the Meseches Rosh Hashana, and Meseches Tainis. Now the Rambam, interestingly enough, continues under the same mitzvah nuntes, v'chein anachnu mitzuvim l'skoya b'chatzaitzris, we are also commanded to blow trumpets, be'itoi satzorach, in a time of need, v'hatzores, in a time of distress, k'she nizak l'fnei Hashem yisbarach, as a form of crying out to Hashem. And v'hu amru, and the Rambam quotes the next pasuk, v'chisavo melchama be'artzichem, that if an enemy, an army, enters your borders, enters your land, hatzar hatzor eschem, an oppressor enters, so the pasuk says that we have to blow the chatzaitzris. So the Rambam takes these two psukim, which are speaking about totally different incidents, totally different times. One is while we're bringing the karbanis during the moyadim, we should blow the chatzaitzris. And the second mitzvah, which seemingly is totally unrelated, to blow the chatzaitzris on the times of distress, which we say are public fast days, that they would decree fast days on times of distress. So the Rambam counts both of these episodes, both of these occasions, under one mitzvah. And the Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Tainis, that there's a mitzvah de'oraisa to blow trumpets during the times of distress. So actually, to decree a fast day is only rabbinic. That's something that the rabbis have the authority to do. But to blow the trumpets on a time of distress as a calling, as an inspiration to do tshuva, and as inspiration to daven to Hashem, that's actually a mitzvah d'oraisa, says the Rambam, on the times of distress. So the Magid Mishnah, so I quoted the Magid Mishnah in item above, he actually asks this as a kasha. What is the Rambam doing? What is the meaning behind the Rambam that he groups these two seemingly unrelated mitzvahs together? The only common denominator between these two mitzvahs are that in both occasions we blow the trumpets, but they don't seem to have any relation to one another. One is to blow the trumpets as a sign of simcha during the offering of the korbanos, and the other blowing of the trumpet is as a sign of distress during a time of crisis when we would decree public fast days. So the Magid Mishnah actually asks this as a question in item vav. V'ra'isi l'rabbeinu b'sefer ha-mitzvah shalo. So the Magid Mishnah writes a commentary on the side of the Rambam, that I saw the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, Shemana Trua Zu Utekia, that he counts these blowings, the Trua and the Tekia of the trumpets, Shebishas Karbanis, the Mitzvah Achas, this mitzvah of the blowing of the trumpet during the time of distress, together with the mitzvah of blowing the trumpet during the offering of the Karbanis, as one mitzvah. And the Magen Mishnah says, Tama Ani, I'm baffled. Lama, why? What's the combination, what's the connection between these two seemingly unrelated mitzvahs? Sha'arei shnei psukim heim b'kasev. They're two totally different psukim. They're both in the same parasha, parashas Paloscha, but they're two different mitzvahs. One is to blow the shofar during the times of the offerings, and the other is to blow the shofar, to blow the chatzaitzris, excuse me, during the times of distress. So the Magid Mishnah offers something which is a bit cryptic. We don't understand what the Magid Mishnah is saying, and we will hopefully attempt to explain it later. So it would appear that the Rambam's opinion is shehamitzvahi achas, it's one mitzvah, klalius, it's one general mitzvah, litkoya b'chatzaitris b'mikdash, to blow the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaKarbonis, while we're bringing the Karbonis, ube'eis hatzaris, and during the time of distress, ben b'mikdash ben b'gvulin, whether you're in the mikdash or not, ve'ein roi l'mnoisim mishtei mitzvahs. And the Rambam's opinion, obviously, is that these deserve to be counted as one mitzvah, v'od tzarechin, but the Magid Mishnah admits that his answer falls short. The answer is a weak answer. It still needs looking into. So we're going to come back to this. a possible interpretation. What's the significance of putting these two mitzvahs into one? And what is the Rambam trying to teach us? And to possibly understand better what the Magid Mishnah is alluding to. Okay. In item Zion, so I quoted, I wrote the Rashba. The Rashba asks the question that we asked before, that the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to contradict the Gemara in the Seches Ta'anis. What is the mitzvah to do on the times of distress outside the Beis HaMikdash? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah seems to indicate that we should be blowing Chatzaitzris trumpets, but the Gemara in Tainis seems to say that we should be blowing Shofars. So the Chedushei HaRashba, the Rashba asks this question. The Rashba is found in Maseches Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin. So the Rashba says like this, Tani Nami Hachi, he quotes the Gemara, Makam Sheyesh Shofar Ein Chatzaitzris, Makam Sheyesh Chatzaitzris Ein Shofar, that outside the Beis HaMikdash, we're not supposed to embellish the mitzvah, we're not supposed to do both. So either you're blowing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah and it is not to be accompanied by the trumpets. When we're blowing the trumpets on the fast day, it is not to be accompanied by the shofar. So the Rashba quotes the Rashi. Makam Sheyesh Shofar is Rosh Hashanah and Yovel. So every on Yom Kippur, on Yovel, that's why we blow the shofar, by the way, on Yom Kippur, at the end of Yom Kippur. It's to remind us of the Yom Kippur on a Yovel, on the Jubilee, on the 50th year, that they used to blow shofar, similar to the shofar they blew on Rosh Hashanah. That's why we blow shofar on Yom Kippur at the end of the day. That's what Tosfos says, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings. So Rashi says that on Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, Yom Kippur of Yovel, we blow shofar. And when the Braisa says that when you're supposed to blow Chatzotzris, you should not blow a shofar, that's referring to the Tainus. And that's what most Mepharshim explain. So again, we're at a loss to answer the contradiction. So the Baal HaMor, one of them Rishonim in the back of the Gemara, he articulates the question, Ani Tama. So the Baal HaMor asks, Mimashu Re'isi B'Kshuvas HaGaonim. I found in the tshuva of the Gaonim, so the Gaonim were tremendous Gedolim who followed the Chasimus HaTalmud. You have the Rabbanan Saburoya, then you have the Gaonim. The Gaonim was the era almost immediately after the closing of the Talmud. So the Gaonim writes, Noagu letkoya betainis b'shoifer. The Gaonim write that the minhag is on a tainis, on a public fast day, when we're fasting out of distress, we should blow shofar. Says the Baal HaMor, I don't understand why they instituted this custom. Ulafi mishnah zu nira li she'ein letkoya betainis b'gvul ela b'chatzaitris. And the Baal HaMor sides with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that it seems we should be blowing trumpets. The Ravid, this is all a quote from the Rashba, the Ravid adds to the question, and this is the point that we mentioned before, that not only do the Gaonim say to blow shofar, but the Gemara in Maseches Tanis itself says that we shall blow shofar. Midamrin and Hasam, Bamem Masriyan, how do we call out to Hashem? Bishofar. So the Ravid asks the question between the two Gemaras, that in Rosh Hashanah it says we should blow Chatzotzris, and in Tanis it says we should blow Shofar. So here's the Ravid's answer. The Tirits, now let me just give an introduction. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, we have 18 brachas in Rosh Hashanah Esrei, we actually have 19 brachas. On the public fast days, the Gemara explains that similar to how we add Anenu, how the Chazan adds Anenu between Geula and Refuah. So on the public fast days back then, we added six elaborate brachas, and it brought it to a total of 24 brachas. The Gemara calls it 18, so the 18 and the 6 is 24 brachas. There was six elaborate brachas, similar to what we do on Rosh Hashanah, that we have the Malchias, the Zechroinus and the Shofars, and we would blow Shofar or we would blow trumpets after each of these six brachas, and we also would embellish the bracha Gual Yisrael. So they would blow Tekiya Trua Tekiya with the trumpets after these six or seven elongated brachas that we add to the Shmona Esrei. So the Ravid explains like this, that in Maseches Tainis it says we blow Shofar, in Maseches Rosh Hashanah it says we blow Chatzaitzris. The Tirits, here's the answer, that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says that we're supposed to blow trumpets is referring to the blowings that we do during the Shmona Esrei after the embellished brachas, the six and the seven brachas that we add to the Shmona Esrei. We would blow tekiah, trua, tekiah after each of these long brachas, and it would be done with trumpets. When the Gemara in Tainis says that we would blow regular shofaris, that was speaking about in the afternoon, after Shachris, after we blew the trumpets during this Shmona Esrei. We would blow shofaris in the afternoon when we would have extra prayers that we would add in order for it to rain, or prayers to save us from different crises, different things that we would do. So the Ravid actually says that there were two different ceremonies that we did. We had the trumpets that followed the long embellished blessings of the Shmona Esrei, and then we had shofaris that we would do sometime during the afternoon. Maybe we would do it by mincha. Maybe everybody would come back special and we would say Tehillim. We'd make a kinas. He doesn't say. There were extra tefillas that we would say, and we would blow shofaris during that time. By the way, the Sfardim, during their slichas, during the Yud Gimel Midas, when everyone is saying Hashem Hashem Keil Rachum Chanun, so they have a Baal Tekeah who blows shofaris during the times of the Yud Gimel Midas. The first time I heard it was shocking, it was very inspiring, it was very powerful that you're reciting the Yud Gimel Midas accompanying with the shofaris. They actually do that. The Sfardim, they have it here in the shul here where the kolal is located. During the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, they blow shofaris together with Yud Gimel Midas. So perhaps it was something like that. So you're davening a long Shmona Esrei in the morning with seven extended brachas, six extra brachas and a seventh extended bracha, accompanied with the trumpets. During the afternoon, maybe they would be saying a form of slichas, maybe they would be saying Tehillim, and they would have shofaris during that time. That's how the Ravid reconciles the two Gemaras. Now, the Rashba himself, if on the next page of the notes, so the three lines in, so I cited the Rashba's own teretz. The Rashba himself answers like this: Hodesan yemakam shei shofar. When the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that sometimes we blow shofar and sometimes we blow chatzaitzris, lav le'ikubahu letainis. It's not critical which one. You have a choice. It can either be with chatzaitzris or it can be with shofar. What the Gemara means is like this: on Rosh Hashanah, clearly we have to blow shofar. That's clear in the Torah. The mitzvah is shofar. On a tainis, you have a choice. You can either blow a shofar or you can blow a trumpet. The Torah is not particular. Even though the Torah says chatzaitzris, the Torah is not particular. You can blow a shofar. So the only reason why the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah contrasts it, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that when you're blowing shofar, you should not accompany the shofar with the trumpet, and when you're blowing trumpet, you shouldn't accompany it with the shofar, that's because on Rosh Hashanah, it's critical that you blow shofar, because that's the mitzvah, and you're not allowed to accompany the shofar with the trumpet. On a fast day, so for the purpose of symmetry, the Brisa says, when you're blowing the trumpet, don't accompany it with the shofar. But in reality, you have a choice. You can either blow with the trumpet, or you can blow with the shofar. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow a shofar. On the Tainis, you have a choice. What the Gemara is telling us is that you cannot do both. On Rosh Hashanah, you have to blow the shofar, so you cannot accompany the shofar with the chatzaitris. And on Tainis, you have a choice. But whichever one you choose, you're not allowed to do both. You have to do one. Because the embellished ceremony of both the shofar and the chatzaitris is reserved for the Beis HaMikdash. Like the Pasuk says, that only lifnei Hashem do we have chatzaitris or bekol shofar. But outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's one or the other. On Rosh Hashanah, it has to be a shofar only, to the exclusion of anything else. On a tainis, you have a choice. You can either blow a shofar or a chatzaitris. And the last line of the Rashba, right before item ches, the Rashba concludes, "Umi'ato bigvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, shehen higu b'shofar shehu yoser matzoi." So it's more common, it's more convenient just to blow a shofar, because we don't have the silver chatzoitzris that they had back then. So it's more convenient, it's easily accessible to get a shofar. So you can blow the shofar. But make sure you don't blow trumpets together with the shofars. Okay. So it's very interesting that we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. At the end of the day, the bottom line is that we have a machlekes between the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam we quoted earlier, he taka says, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that on a public fast day, they would blow trumpets. The Rashba says you have a choice. The Magid Mishnah in item Tess sums it up in the beginning of Hilchas Tainus. He writes the following. According to the Rambam, that the primary mitzvah on a fast day are trumpets. So when the Gemara says in Tanis that they blew shofar, it's lav dafka. The Gemara wasn't being precise. Really, the mitzvah was to blow trumpets. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Tainus, refers to it as a shofar. The Gemara is being imprecise. The main mitzvah was chatzaitris. There's actually a Gemara in Sukkah, you might recall, and a Gemara in Chulin that actually says that the terms chatzaitris and shofar are interchangeable, that they changed the name. People started referring to trumpets as shofaris and shofaris as trumpets. So the Ritva says that. So when the Gemara says in Maseches Tanis that they blew shofaris, the Rambam says that the Gemara is being imprecise. They really are supposed to blow trumpets, and we were just referring to the trumpets as shofars. So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is trumpets. According to the Rashba, you have a choice. The Zeloshoinai, this is the quote from the Magid Mishnah. That should be Umikol Makum. Nevertheless, says the Magid Mishnah, Hamchover Kedivri HaRashba, that the best pshat of all is the Rashba, that in the Beis HaMikdash we perform the ceremony with both chatzaitris and shofars. Outside the Beis HaMikdash, you have a choice. Either chatzaitris or shofaris, and the Magid Mishnah says that explains the minig of the Gaonim, that the Balamor was Matmiya, the Balamor questioned earlier, that why did the Gaonim institute a takana, the minig of shofaris? So the Magid Mishnah says very simply, because the best answer of all is the Rashba, that you have a choice, and the Gaonim were simply instituting shofaris because that was the most convenient. The shofaris were the most accessible of the two instruments, the shofaris over the trumpets. Because that you can blow whenever you want, as long as you don't do both. Okay, here's the million-dollar question. The Magen Avraham, in the beginning of Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, that's Hilchas Tainus, asks the obvious question. Va'ani Tama, the Magen Mishnah asks the question. Lama ein anu noegem letkoya bi'es tzara. Why don't we blow trumpets or shofar during a time of distress? This past year, we had Loyalena, we have so many different things going on, distresses, buildings collapse. Just looking back and thinking back what happened the past year, it's Mamal al Ryan, it's mind-boggling. The pandemic, we have buildings collapsing, tragedies left and right. Why don't we blow shofaris or chatzaitris on times of distress and daven to Hashem? Now, the Magid Mishnah says that the Gemara in Tainus has a statement, Afa pisha ein Tainus tzibor bebavel, even though there's no Tainus tzibor bebavel, we don't declare 24-hour fasts outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Tosfos says the reason is because these fasts were primarily for droughts, and we don't usually suffer droughts outside of Eretz Yisrael. Other Mefarshim say because you need the authority of Smuchin, of a Sanhedrin, to impose these 24-hour fasts. The only fast that we do outside of Eretz Yisrael is Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur obviously is Deraisa, but Tisha B'Av is a special fast that was enacted everywhere. But the other fasts are not 24-hour fasts, and even if we would fast, we would never declare a 24-hour fast. So the Magen Avraham writes, even if we don't have the authority to declare a 24-hour fast, we can't impose a 24-hour fast, but midoraisa, the mitzvah is to blow either a shofar or a trumpet, even without a tainus. The tainus is only rabbinic, but we have to either blow a shofar or a trumpet during the times of distress. That's the way, that's the method to arouse Hashem's mercy. There's a mitzvah in the Torah. Why don't we do it? And the Magen Avraham is nisha v'tzarachin. The Magen Avraham does not answer the question. If you would ask the Magen Avraham, why don't we blow shofars today on a time of distress or trumpets, the Magen Avraham would say, I have no idea why people don't do it. We should be doing this. When there's a public calamity or a time of distress, we should all get into shul during the afternoon or during the morning, and we should be blowing trumpets, and we should be blowing shofaris, and we should be inspiring ourselves to do tshuva. Why isn't this happening? The Magen Avraham says he has no idea. We should be doing this. Now, just to tie together what we've been discussing, the Ritva answers the question very geschmack. The Ritva was an earlier Rishon, and he actually addresses this question early. The Magen Avraham was later. The Ritva already addressed this question earlier on, and the Ritva answers the question that according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is specifically with chatzotzos, with trumpets, because the Rambam insists that the mitzvah is specifically trumpets, ulefi svarazu nohagu b'tzarfas, that's why in France, the minig was, shaloi litkoya la'olam, Betainis tzibor, kiven de ein lanu chatzotzris. Because we don't have chatzotzris, that's why this mitzvah fell into disuse. Because we don't have chatzotzris. So this answers the question according to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, that the mitzvah is specifically with chatzotzris, so the Ritva answers very simply, we don't have chatzotzris. Now the obvious question is, well, if there's a mitzvah deraisa to blow chatzotzris, we should fashion chatzaitris. What do you mean you don't have chatzaitris? Imagine if I tell you that there's a mitzvah to shake a lulav, but since we don't have a lulav, so we don't bother to shake the lulav. So get up and get a trumpet. Make a trumpet. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Aruch Chaim, this is a real question. So the Igros Moshe in Aruch Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Samach Tes, explains the Ritva. And Rav Moshe explains the following way. Le'anias Daiti, Mashma, according to the Rambam, that the mitzvah specifically is to blow trumpets, tzorech dafka elu chatzaitris shenasu l'toya behem b'mikdash dafka. You're required to use chatzaitris that are used in the Beis HaMikdash. What does Rav Moshe Feinstein mean? He probably means, and I saw that Rabbi Yashiv learns like this, Rav Moshe Feinstein probably means that the chatzaitris need to be a kli sharis. The chatzaitris need to be consecrated, sacred temple vessels that are consecrated, that are hektish. Now the problem is that nowadays, this is a Gemara in the Sechus of the Zaragar, as it come up other way in Bechiris, you're not allowed to consecrate things nowadays because we're afraid that we'll misuse it and we'll be moil the hektish. So the Gemara has a few sugyas that if a person accidentally consecrates something, he has to throw it into the Yam HaMelech, he has to throw it into the salty sea. You're not allowed to have something of hektish in your possession today. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, you can donate, you can pledge, and you can give something to the Beis HaMikdash, and the gizbar of the Beis HaMikdash would know how to deal with it. He would sell it and use it for temple upkeep, or he would use it for kurbanis, or whatever you pledged it for. But nowadays, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're not allowed to have sacred objects lying around. We're afraid that they'll be misused and embezzled. Mi'ila, we're afraid that we're going to be moil behektish. So Rabbi Yashiv explains, that's probably what Rabbi Moshe meant to say, that the mitzvah bechatzaitzris, according to the Rambam, is the very same chatzaitzris that are used in the Beis HaMikdash during the times of the Karbanis, which would mean that it's a kli sharis, it's a sacred vessel. And because nowadays we're not allowed to have sacred vessels in our possession because we wouldn't know what to do with it, therefore we have to abolish this mitzvah b'shamba al taisa. We have to passively let this mitzvah go by. We're not actively doing an avera. We're passively b'shamba al taisa. We're passively letting the mitzvah go by because we simply have no way of fulfilling it with the chatzaitzos. Look what the Rav Moshe says, and this is in bold. The Lachain Nicha, and this answers the Magid Mishnah. Remember, we asked the Magid Mishnah's question, why does the Rambam group together the mitzvah of blowing trumpets at a time of distress together with the mitzvah of blowing trumpets during the Karban? So says Rav Moshe Feinstein, and this might even be what the Magid Mishnah meant to say before, the Lachain Nicha Mashikol al HaRambam LeMitzvah Achas, the Tekiah during the Karbanis and the Tekiahs during the times of crisis. The reason the Rambam put them together in the Sefer Mitzvahs is because this These are two things that we're supposed to do with the same chatzaitzrus. So the Magen Mishnah asked the question, what's the common denominator between these two mitzvahs? Why is the Rambam bundling the mitzvahs together as one big mitzvah? Because these are simply two different things that we're supposed to do with the same chatzaitzrus. You can't take any old trumpet and blow it during the time of Tainus. It's to use a kli sharis that was used in the Beis HaMikdash during the times of the offering of the Korbanos. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that that might even be what the Magid Mishnah meant to say. At the end of paragraph Yud Beis, three lines at the bottom, before Yud Gimel. V'zehu ulai kavonas ha-Magid Mishnah b'tirutzai. This might even be what the Magid Mishnah meant to say, that the mitzvah is one mitzvah klalius, it's one general mitzvah to blow the trumpets in the Beis HaMikdash during the Korbanos and to blow the trumpets during an Eis Tzara, both in the Beis HaMikdash and outside the Beis HaMikdash, and we shouldn't count it as two separate mitzvahs. It's all considered one mitzvah. Why? Because these are two different usages of the same chatzaitzrus. So that would explain why nowadays we don't do this anymore, because according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is specifically with chatzaitzrus. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes there, so if the answer is so simple, if the Ritva says the reason why there's no mitzvah today is because you have to use the chatzaitzrus of the Beis HaMikdash, property of the Beis HaMikdash, and we don't have Beis HaMikdash property anymore, so then what was the Magen Avraham's question? The answer is obvious. So the pshat is pashut. The reason why the Magen Mishnah has the question is because the Magen Mishnah already brought the Magen Avraham already brought the Magen Mishnah that the most correct interpretation is the Rashba, that we have a choice today. In other words, you're right. The Rambam says the mitzvah can only be fulfilled with trumpets, and the Ritva says they have to be sacred trumpets that were blown in the Beis HaMikdash. We don't have those kinds of trumpets today. But the Magid Mishnah already said that the Mechorah Shebekulam, that the best pshat is the Rashba, that we have a choice. We can fulfill the mitzvah with trumpets or with shofar. And we already said that it's too hard to get the chatzaitzrus. And the Ga'onim instituted that the custom is to blow with shofars. This gives us a deeper understanding, by the way, in why the Ga'onim instituted the minhag to blow with shofars, because we don't have chatzaitzrus like the Ritva says. We don't have chatzaitzrus because we don't have temple property nowadays, now that the temple was destroyed. So we have to fulfill the mitzvah with shofar. So the question comes back, why don't we blow at least shofars today? That's what we wrote here in item Yud Gimel, that Kemuban itself understood that this answer only suffices according to the Rambam, but according to the Magid Mishnah, that the main opinion is the Rashba, that we have a choice, the question returns, why don't we blow shofars? So the Mishnah Berurah brings from various Achronim, he brings from the Nesiv Chaim, he brings from the Prima Gadim, other answers. Some Achronim, this is item Yud Gimel, some Achronim write that midoraisa, this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says, the Pasuk we cited in the beginning, v'chisavo milchama ba'artzachem, if an enemy ever enters, spills into your borders, in your land. So this mitzvah might only apply when the crisis is unique to Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people are living in Eretz Yisrael, a crisis, a milchama, a battle cry, enters the land, we have to get up and blow shofars. So we're not living in Eretz Yisrael, maybe there's no mitzvah. It begs the question, so at least in Eretz Yisrael, they should be blowing shofars. So it's very interesting because I saw that the Kshuvis V'Hanhagas from Rav Moshe Sternbach, he writes that in Eretz Yisrael they do. In the Kaisel, very often they blow shofars, perhaps they don't blow shofars at any crisis, any Eis Tzara, but that's up to the Beis Din's discretion when to declare a public emergency, when not to declare a public emergency. So it's up to the discretion of the Beis Din, whoever's in charge, to decide to Masur HaKasav L'Chachamim. The Torah gives over the authority to the sages to decide when it's a public emergency, to declare a public emergency, to blow shofars, when not. And we do blow shofars in Eretz Yisrael by the Kaisel. Very often they blow shofars, even if everybody doesn't hear it, but they are blowing shofars. We mentioned earlier, Svardim have the minhag to blow shofars during Slichas. So maybe in Eretz Yisrael, there is a fulfillment of blowing the shofar. That's one answer. Another answer is that there are those who add to this that perhaps even in Eretz Yisrael, it's only if we have jurisdiction in our land, which probably means that it's being run al pi the Torah, and the majority of the Jews are living there. It could be that it only applies if the gzeira is affecting the majority of the Jewish people. That's when there's a positive mitzvah to blow shofar, but perhaps not, if not, not. And that's the prima gadol. So we attempted to give answers why nowadays we don't fulfill this mitzvah of blowing trumpets and shofaris during the times of the tzara. According to the Rambam, that the mitzvah was specifically with trumpets, we don't have the proper trumpet because it has to be temple property. And even according to the Rashba, that we have the choice to blow a shofar, either we are fulfilling it on some level because we do blow shofars in Eretz Israel on occasion, or the mitzvah only applies if the decree includes the majority of the Jewish people. There's another interesting answer that the Aruch HaShulchan offers, a suggestion. Adavar Chadash, he says, that we mentioned this earlier, that in the times of the Eis Tzara, the way the Gemara in Tainus describes it, they would embellish, they would add six brachas to the Shmona Esrei, and they would embellish the seventh bracha, seven long embellished brachas, and they would blow the shofars or the trumpets at the end of each bracha. Since nowadays we don't have a Sanhedrin that can enact these brachas, so perhaps we don't fulfill the mitzvah of the shofars either. And he says an interesting svara. He says, although the two things are unrelated, although blowing shofar is not necessarily tied to a fast day, the fast day is only rabbinic, and the brachas are only rabbinic, but very often we find that the Chachamim established the way to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa. They established that the way we fulfill the mitzvah is through blowing connected to these long brachas. And since we don't have the Sanhedrin to establish these brachas, when to declare the public emergency and when not, so we never recite these long brachas. Therefore, we don't fulfill the mitzvah of shofar either, because although midoraisa, it's not connected, but the rabbis attached it. And he says that there are many examples of that. So since nowadays we don't ever have the long extended Shmona Esrei, we don't fulfill the mitzvah of shofar either. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's teretz. I had a ha'ara, and we'll end off with this, I had a ha'ara that's not the case on Rosh Hashanah, right? On Rosh Hashanah, there are two mitzvahs. We have Malchias, Acharonis, and Shofars. We also blow the shofar together with those extended blessings. But the Gemara clearly tells us that even if you don't recite those blessings, we still blow the shofar. The two are unrelated. If you don't have a shofar, you still daven the long musaf. And if you don't know how to daven the musaf, or if you didn't hear the musaf, you still blow the shofar. Although they set it up that you blow the shofar together with the Malchias, Acharonis, and Shofars, but it's not the kuva, it's not ma'akir, it's not critical. You can do one without the other. And the same thing should apply, the Gemara tells us, the same thing applies to the brachas of Tainus, that the brachas and the shofaris are not mak of each other. So that would be my question, that would be my challenge to the Aruch HaShulchan's answer. But the Mishnah Berurah brings the other answers that we have, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael when Roi of Yisrael is living in Eretz Yisrael. So this would explain our current custom today and answer the Magen Avraham's question. We should all be zeicha to the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash. And once again, we should be able to blow shofars and chatzaitzis, not during times of distress, but we should be able to blow it on Rosh Hashanah and during the times of the Karbanis. And we should know no more tzar in Klal Yisrael. Yasha Koyach.
Amen.
This conference is no longer being recorded.